welcome to a burning fire. Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. The word day, coming from the Hebrew word yom, Y-O-M, has different meanings. There is day as opposite night, light as opposed to darkness. A day is a division of time, like a working day, a day's journey, a day of the month. And Scripture speaks of the day of the Lord, His coming, and can even mean an entire age, as one advanced in days, or an age like a dispensation. Day can even mean indefinite eons of time. It is used describing periods of time as the day of steam engines. We usually think of day, however, in terms of the 24-hour solar day, the time the earth goes around the sun. Which is it in Genesis chapter 1? Now why ask? Why is this important? Friend, it has to do with the truthfulness of the Bible. Is the creation account a fantasy, a myth, a fable, just poetry, only a figurative record? Or is it an actual historical, literal, inspired revelation? The traditional understanding has been that the day of Genesis means a 24-hour day. But some challenge that. Some say day is just poetic use of the word. They contend that Genesis 1 simply tells us that God created the universe, and not how long or how He did it. Of course, if that's all that Genesis 1 does, that could have been said in less than 10 words, not two or more chapters in Genesis and elsewhere. The hard fact is that there is nothing in the context of Genesis 1 to make day mean long periods of time. Long days is the wish of skeptics, not the result of linguistic or scientific evidence. Contending for day to mean a 24-hour day would demand the miraculous. And be reminded, friend, there are those who approach the Bible already having denied anything miraculous. Is it any wonder that they want to give day a different meaning than 24 hours? They have to redefine the word to fit their theories. A 24-hour day would affirm the reality of God. Some prefer atheism, no authority, no accountability. And some, desiring, of course, to be thought scholarly, are willing to compromise with the unbelievers. A 24-hour day gives the Bible credibility, and that's the last thing the so-called wise men of our day would ever allow. A 24-hour day contradicts the false hypothesis of Darwinian evolution, because that depends upon long, indefinite eons of time. And we state emphatically that the doctrine of organic evolution as propagated by skeptics is a lie. It is not only anti-biblical, it's unscientific, it's simply a philosophy, it's logically inconsistent, it's self-contradictory. Why anyone who claims to be a believer would compromise truth in order to accept and to allow evolution is without justification. Now, we're well aware that evolution is taught, and it's taught, untruthfully, as a proven fact. But this is a case of a lie being taught as a fact. It contradicts facts, and demonstrable, observable, empirical evidence contradicts the theory of evolution. It is anti-God, and the prime platform for the most hideous and anti-human doctrines among men, humanism. Therefore, how long the day of Genesis is one of importance. Confusion arises over it, not because we cannot know, and it's not because we cannot understand, but because truth is rejected and false doctrines are taught instead. Now, some wish to compromise and try to harmonize evolution with Scripture. This effort is called theistic evolution, and it takes several forms, but all the forms end up in the trash heap of error. Some have attempted to have God and evolution both. Compromise, friend, is impossible.
If Genesis is correct, evolution is false. If evolution is true, the Bible is false and without credibility in anything. Atheistic evolutionists do not care about the Bible or the day. They simply deny it all. Theistic evolutionists are the confused compromisers who cloud the meaning of the word day. We have irrefutable evidences for believing the day to be the literal and historical 24-hour day. First, if God had wanted to tell us the creation took 6 literal days, what would he have had to say differently than what he said in the Genesis record? And secondly, each day had an evening and a morning, light and darkness, just like our days. And third, if days mean long periods of time, we have botany problems because vegetation could not have survived long periods of darkness. And fourth, in Exodus 20 and verse 8, 31, 14 through 17, it explicitly tells us that it took 6 days, and the Sabbath, a literal 24-hour day, symbolized the seventh day. And the fifth evidence? The word yom itself. When used with a numeral, it means a 24-hour day. And six, days, plural, refers to 24-hour days over and over again. And seventh, skeptics used to laugh at the long term of the life of the early man. Now, take a look at the length of life they would have to accept if day means other than 24 hours. If days means eons and ages, then what would the years mean? Adam was created the 6th day. He lived the 7th day. He could not have been driven from the Garden of Eden until the 8th day. That's quite some time there. And his life would have extended over 3 ages and beyond. Therefore, he must have lived thousands upon thousands of years. Now, will they accept what their contention demands? And eighth, when the day ended, God saw what he had done was good. If eras are included in the day, they would have had to include death and decay, calamity and earthquake, volcanoes, storms, floods. How could such chaos be called good? Those things came after the creation was completed, not during the creation period. And ninth, Jesus and the writers of the Old Testament and the New Testament considered the Genesis account to be historical, and they spoke of them in just that fashion. Are we to think that our modern-day experts know more about it than they? Would you rather not trust Christ? Or do you want to trust the whiz kids who flip-flop from one day to the next? Furthermore, if it took God billions of years to create the world, why did he say he did it in 6 days? Why, the whole idea that day means anything except a 24-hour day repudiates the Bible. Some always want the Bible to bow before the theories of unbelieving men, theories that are ever-changing and repeatedly proven to be fallacious. Wonder why they never consider making the theories of men bow before the unimpeachable revelation of God, which has been substantiated time and time again? Do you suppose skeptics and compromisers have a bias that they protect? Do you really think they seek the truth above all else? Friend, it is useless to compromise the Word of God with an unproven, unprovable, unscientific, anti-scientific hypothesis that runs contrary to evidence and is nothing but a philosophical doctrine instead of the truth intended to discount God, discount the Bible, do away with morality, law, man's spirit, dismiss heaven and hell, the deity of Christ, and everything else that the Scripture teaches man. No, there is no reason the Christian must assume a theistic evolution position as the way things came into being. Hear me, friend. No scientific fact, no proven demonstrable truth has to be denied to accept the historical, literal, inspired, and accurate revelation of Genesis regarding the creation. The language of the text is simple and clear. An honest exegesis cannot read anything else out of these verses than a day of 24 hours and a week of 7 days. There is not the slightest indication that this record is to be regarded as poetry or an allegory or anything of such a nature, or that it is not to be believed just as written. The language is that of normal human speech, inspired of God, and to be taken at face value. The unbiased reader will understand what it says. There is no rhyme or reason to take it any other way. And friend, either the biblical record is true, or the Bible is folly. Are you ready to set aside Scripture and replace it with the so-called wisdom of the self-professed scholars of a degenerate and immoral age? Well, not me. The long day is a faith-destroying idea. God will take due recompense upon those who promote doctrines like that, and we urge one and all to simply take God at His word on this point and everything else that we find, beginning with Genesis chapter 1, all the way through to Revelation 22 and verse 21. This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.